Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I got your chips and I couldn't resist the complete encyclopedia to fantasy football. Look, it has all the latest
Maria
rankings.
Said Cheetos, not Fritos.
Paul Charchian.
He's a fantasy football genius, okay?
Fantasy football expert for fanballs.
It's just a fantasy.
I think it's pretty easy to keep my fantasy football life away from my real life.
Taking your fantasy questions every week.
He missed the fantasy players at you.
Paul Charchian.
Something to make us all happy.
You know, if you're one of those people like, hey, I got you on my fantasy football team, because I don't care about your fantasy football team. But your fantasy football team probably sucks.
Paul Charchian with McNeil and Parkins.
It's a fantasy football thing.
On 670 The Score.
Our conversation with Paul Charchian brought to you by Web Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Web Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn. Fanball.com at Paul Charchian on Twitter. But also, a man in Minneapolis who loves and knows the Vikings.
Yes, there
indeed.
Are. It sucks that we only have about 15 minutes together today, Charlie.
I know. We got a big game. We've been talking a little bit up here about for which team this game means more. And, you know, your squad's up half a game. But the tilt here, though, is this is your home game, and you got the Vikings at US Bank Stadium later. And so a loss here would put the Vikings up by a half with the home game later on, which perhaps they're favored in that one. So I don't know that it's clear on who needs this one more.
It's a bigger game for the Bears.
Yeah, probably. It's an arrival game for the mm-hmm. Bears. Vikings went to the NFC title game a year ago. Fantasy aside, Minnesota Vikings quickly, pretty healthy coming in.
Way healthier than they had been. Mac, it's they came into the bye as a pretty tired team. They come out of it with almost every starter going. The one guy I think is not going to go as their best linebacker, Anthony Barr. I think every other notable, though, is going to be in this game. And Adam Thielen has been a little touch and go here, but it looks like he'll play too.
How do you see the Bears pass rush being able to impact the game?
A lot. And that is the single, you know, tell me how many quarterback pressures there are in this game and I'll tell you who wins. I think that's the single biggest X factor. Kirk has been under duress all season long. He's the most hurried passer in the NFL. But to his credit, he's been able to be very effective anyway. And it doesn't always mean sacks and hurries doesn't always mean that he can't end up finding his receivers. Obviously Diggs and Thielen have been great this year. But that's the biggest single advantage that the Bears have for sure is line of scrimmage. It's a very thin Vikings offensive line, but they get Riley Reiff back. He's their best player. He's their left tackle. That's very important. They get their left guard back, Tom Compton, likely to play as well. So as healthy as this line can ever be, at least they've got that going for him.
All right, my crystal ball is this: do with it what you want. It's a Dalvin Cook, Latavius Murray game. They are gonna. That's the Minnesota plan: neutralize the Bears' pass rush by running right at them. And with mm-hmm. Cook healthy now, I think that's exactly what we're gonna get.
Well, I mean, I don't have to tell you, Bears' run defense has been really good. Fourth fewest yards allowed to running backs.
Nobody's tried it, though, Charge.
Yeah, and that is, there's something to that. And Dalvin Cook, for what it's worth, is fresh. You know, on that 71-yard run he had before the bye, he clocked the fastest time of any running back in the NFL this season. So Dalvin Cook is back, and he's going to see the majority of the work here. And I think they would love to establish a running game.
Tonight's game. You have Russell Wilson ahead of Aaron Rodgers in your weekly rankings.
I do. Let's talk about the Packers' secondary. The safety position just churning bodies for 3 weeks. They traded Clinton Dix away. Then they released Jermaine Whitehead. And then now they're without their other safety. Kendrell Bryce is out with injury. And they're missing one of their starting cornerbacks, Kevin King. Russell Wilson has been multiple touchdowns in every game. This is a great, great opportunity for him. And I think that's how Seattle ends up winning this game, is through Russell Wilson. Arm.
Paul Charchian from fanball.com. Remember, it's your toughest either or.
We're not three out of four, not two out of three, either or.
We're not doing trade proposals or anything like that. It's your toughest start or sit decision for Paul Charchian. We start with Jason. Jason, you're on with Charch. Go ahead.
Hey, fellas.
Hi, Jason. Go ahead.
So I've been going with Big Ben all year. He's going to get Jacksonville, or is this the week that I go with Carson Wentz against New Orleans? Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
One of them is my number two quarterback, and one of them is my number 19 quarterback, and it's Ben on the road where you just can't trust him. Going back to the 2015 season, he's been incredibly consistent on the road and consistently bad, averaging 1.2 touchdowns in road games. That's Trevor Siemian's career right there for Ben Roethlisberger. On average in road games over the last three seasons, he clocks in for the week as the 16th best quarterback, and he's got Jacksonville. This is a Jacksonville defense that likely gets A.J. Bouye back, and that is a huge difference for their passing game. And meanwhile, Carson Wentz gets that Saints secondary that has regressed over the past month. It was terrible early. It's regressed lately. This is a great opportunity for Wentz.
Wow. So, okay, is it Mahomes or Goff that's number one?
Mahomes, okay. Back to number one. I gave him a week off from being the number one quarterback last week. He goes right back to it here.
Okay. Let's see here. We go to Kevin. Kevin, you're on with Charge. Go ahead.
Hey, Charge. I've got either Doug Baldwin or Marvin Jones Jr.
Marvin's not going to play. So there's your answer.
Doug Baldwin tonight against the Packers. He's already told you why you should be looking forward to thriving against the Packers secondary. Pay attention, kids.
I will note this, though, about Baldwin in particular. He's going to match up in the slot against the best cornerback the Packers have, Jaire Alexander. Tyler Lockett is the guy who's sitting on potentially a gigantic game here.
Let's go to Portage Park and welcome Dan to the score. Dan, you're on with Charge.
Hello, Dan's Charge. Hello, wide receiver question. Devin Funchess in Detroit or Anthony Miller on the lakefront? Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
I'll tell you why I like Anthony Miller. The weakness for the Vikings is at slot cornerback. They lost their slot cornerback for the year, like week four, a rookie. And they've been making do with really their fifth string cornerback as their slot cornerback. If I'm Matt Nagy and I'm trying to figure out how I beat the Vikings through the air, it's through the slot. And so I like Anthony Miller in this game, who I think is going to get a lot of attention.
Do yourself a favor. Fantasy owners who have Devin Funchess, cut him just for the fun of it. Don't even replace him. He sucks. That's what I did last week. And it felt really good.
I didn't mock you, but I questioned it a little bit. And then he showed up with like three catches for 40 yards on Sunday. And when that happened, I thought of you immediately. I went, oh, he's rubbing his hands maniacally at home right now. Take that, Devin Funchess.
Charge, now that we're back on that game for just a second, Bears and Vikings.
Yeah.
Not fantasy-wise, because Kirk Cousins is an amazing statistical quarterback, but I find him to be a very tough scout is it the system and the coaching and the skill position guys, or is he actually really good? What do you think?
He's freaking awesome. Cousins is so good. His whole game, his whole game has elevated this year from anything it was with the Redskins. The only real ding on Cousins is about once a game, he makes a dumb, dumb play, and he can torpedo the whole team out of that play. That's how they lost to the Bills earlier in the year, and they lost to the Saints. They were manhandling the Saints until he threw just an unforgivable pick six the other way. If you can get past this one or maybe two bad plays in every game, dude is just a baller with a fantastic arm, and he reads the field brilliantly. And you look at what he's done, how he has elevated Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs from sort of B-plus players into A-plus players. It's all because of Kirk Cousins.
Texter has Philip Rivers against the Broncos or Andrew Luck against the Titans.
What's not to like about Andrew Luck, who has now thrown three or four touchdowns in six straight games. Think about that. Three or four touchdowns in six straight games. If I knew how to make ProFootballReference.com search on that criteria, I would try to find out if anybody's ever done that before.
Uh-huh.
Now, he goes up against Tennessee. The Titans have got really good safety, so they don't give up these deep bombs. But Luck has been crushing everybody with underneath stuff all season long. I love him in this game. He's my number four quarterback.
Let's go to Arlington Heights and welcome Brian to the Score. Brian, you're on with Charge.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Brian. Go ahead.
Good. I've got full point PPR. It's coming down to the end of the year, and I could take the lead with this win. I've got Mark Ingram against Philly or Dalvin Cook against our Bears.
We're going to take Dalvin Cook, and we've talked about him a little bit already, but let me tell you why I'm nervous about Mark Ingram in this matchup. He goes up against Philadelphia. You know, Ingram is no longer the goal line back there. Last year, Ingram stayed viable because he was getting all the goal line work, and even while Kamara was blowing up in every other way on the field, Ingram was getting touchdowns.
The vulture.
Not anymore. And so now you're trying to turn 10, 12 total touches into something meaningful when he's not getting near the end zone. That hurts. Plus, by the way, Eagles are a great run defense. So even though they've given up that Zeke just ran through them, I know that just happened. But on the season, they've been consistently very good. So Ingram slumps all the way down to number 20 at the running back position this week.
Otto in Brookfield is on with Charge. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Question, PPR league, got Adam Thielen, Devontae Adams already starting. I need to choose between Robert Woods or Zach Ernst.
No, Zach Ernst.
I think he's doing that all intentionally.
Thielen. That's amazing. Ernst or Woods?
Ernst.
How do you stop players he screens?
How do you not play Zach Ertz? You know, even though he's a tight end, he produces like basically an elite level wide receiver. He's got 110 yards or more in four of his last six games. He's scored five times in his last five games, and he's my number one ranked tight end. You have to start him.
But I understand why he would ask that, though. Woods is probably going to expect an uptick in production with Kupp gone, or no?
No, he will. Now, important to know, they're moving Woods into the slot. And so he's going to take Cooper Kupp's role. They threw to Kupp all the time, which was great news. In this particular matchup, the best cornerback for the Chiefs is their slot guy, Fuller. And so it's a little bit of a tougher matchup there. But I still like Woods a lot, and he will get some extra attention with Kupp gone.
And both of those games are going to be very high scoring.
Well, it's the highest over-under in the history of the NFL.
Yeah, but I'm saying
the Eagles Saints will be gigantically huge too. Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's
tons of points.
Lots of points in both spots.
Absolutely.
John in Westmont is on with Charge. Go.
Hi guys. To stay undefeated, full point PPR for flex, Tyler Boyd or Trey Burton.
For certain.
He doesn't even need my help. He's undefeated. You know,
what can
I possibly do? So you guys know the deal on Burton, right? Not a lot of yardage, but he's been able to find the end zone in five of the last eight games. Vikings have really struggled against tight ends. They've given up at least 69 yards or a touchdown in six of their eight games this year. And so I do like Burton here. In fact, I think I am going to go Burton. I originally thought I was going to go Boyd on this. I've talked myself into Trey Burton over Tyler Boyd, in part because he's got Baltimore, and that has been a terrific secondary for the majority of the year.
Charge, we got a handful of callers, texters, curious about Jordan Howard, who seems to have reached Ron Dane status as a fantasy player.
That's going to be it's a terrible matchup, obviously, against the Vikings. Vikings run defense has been really good this year. Mark Ingram's the only running back in the past five games who's even topped 60 rushing yards against the Vikings. Linval Joseph back and healthy again. It's not a positive matchup. He's my number 25 running back, and really we're hoping for a goal line carry. By the way, Vikings giving up 3.3 yards per carry over the last five games, best in the NFL.
I'm seeing a lot of different questions about various Chargers skill position players, and they do spread the ball around. What do you like about their offense other than Melvin Gordon?
Well, keep in mind, Phillip Rivers is the only quarterback in the NFL who's thrown multiple touchdown passes in every single game this year. And that is, you know, you can't argue with that. The questions where people always have is the Tyrell Williams and the Mike Williams, the guys who catch two and three passes, and you're just hoping against hope that they score touchdowns.
Right.
And sometimes they do, and so you want to try to cash in on that. But, Usually that's tough. Denver was a really wobbly pass defense earlier in the year. They've gotten a lot better lately, and mostly I just like Melvin Gordon in this matchup, my number two running back, and he's doing everything right now.
Randy in Kenosha is on with Charge. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for answering my question about Roethlisberger. The question I have left is Stephon Diggs against the Bears or John Brown against the Bengals?
Boy, does John Brown have a nice matchup. The Bengals secondary has regressed into the worst in the NFL.
Yeah, but they got Hugh Jackson now.
That'll help.
Everything's fine.
Yeah, but Hugh Jackson is making Freddie Kitchens look brilliant. I mean, you know, Freddie Kitchens suddenly looks like the best coach ever. I like Stephon Diggs a lot in this matchup. This is a Stephon Diggs is missed the previous game before the bye, but he's back now. He's fully rested for this one. He's played well against the Bears. He's got a touchdown in 4 of 5 career games against your team. I like the outside corner, Kyle Fuller, a lot, but he plays exclusively on one side of the field, as you know. So all you have to do is put Diggs on the other side of the field, and you get a positive matchup against Prince Amukamara, and I think that's exploitable. So I've got Diggs as my number 11 receiver this week, but I'll note that I still also like John Brown, just not as much.
Great stuff, Charge. Enjoy the game.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Good luck. No good luck.
I hope we can do this Wednesday next week if it works, because we're gone on Thursday.
That's exactly it. A little on-air production meeting at same time Wednesday.
Okay, and Thanksgiving movies, and don't give me Die Hard like you did for my podcast last year on Christmas movies, you knucklehead.
Well, I will be ready to discuss on Wednesday.
Deal. Thank you. Love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you, Charge.
He's my pen pal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.